Dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to start the message with a testimony. It's a testimony of Deaconess Jong-ye Lee of Chuncheon Manmin Church and her family. I think you remember her testimony. She had a dead tree at home. Looking at the tree, she had pity, even though it was just a plant. She remembered the testimony of the senior pastor reviving a dead tree, and she sprayed sweet water, and in 15 days, to her amazement, there was new bud coming out from the tree that had been dead for 1 year, and it began to grow, and soon it became a healthy tree. And there are so many other testimonies of reviving dead plants. And God shows us amazing works. When we rely on God and spray sweet water, that's the kind of thing that happened. And that wasn't the only testimony. Her son became a believer after witnessing this. And he came to church. And he said it was amazing that the dead tree was revived. And he also wanted to be transformed and revived. He just didn't say, "Oh, I saw something amazing," and forgot about it, but he had some longing for God's works too. So he thought there is this God, and he wanted this God to change him, revive him. And this son, he also had an amazing experience. Senior pastor's photo was automatically on his cell phone. And this photo disappeared after 3 days. On the background of your cell phone, you didn't touch anything, but sometimes the photo of the senior pastor pops up, or they have some Bible verses or some writings that help them. So these things are the works of the Holy Spirit. God didn't put His own face on your cell phone or the face of the Lord. What if He shows you some pictures of good places? He wouldn't really do that. But by showing you the photos of the senior pastor or the Bible verses or some other writings, biblical writings, then you are reminded of the heavenly kingdom, the teachings of the senior pastor, the love of God. So by showing you the photo of the senior pastor, you are reminded of his teachings, which is the truth of the Word of God. And He is giving you more hope of New Jerusalem. So even though you didn't touch anything on your cell phone, God lets you see these things, so you are happy that God is intervening in your life in a good way. It's a divine intervention, and also you are reminded of the good things, the good teachings. So even though he's a new believer, God let him see the photo of the senior pastor for 3 days. At that time, he experienced the work of God, another work of God. He fell from a ladder, and the one who fell, who was involved in the accident together, he had a crack in his bone, but he had no problem. He was unharmed. So he realized that it was the evidence that God protected him. So before the accident, he had this senior pastor's photo on his cell phone. So when he was actually in the accident and was protected, he realized that it was God's grace that he protected him. He had this desire to be transformed, and God let him experience this so that to plant faith in him. Dear brothers and sisters, as they experienced, the power manifested in this church is the power to revive the dead, and it gives life, faith, and it is the power of recreation that changes the hearts of men. And most of you here experienced this power. You experienced the power of God, and if you just go on living as you wish, at your discretion, what is the use of seeing the power? Now you have to be changed. You have to live by the word of God. You have to pray. You have to cut off the world. You have to quit whatever you have to quit. And you have to become a true child of God. You have to live a transformed life. This is the This shows that the power of God is having a good effect, actual good effect on your life. So, just like these, this family had this experience, the power of God is transforming us. So this is the fourth, I'm going to talk about the fourth prayer title of the New Year 2019, the power of recreation. And this power of God wasn't only manifested at the beginning, when he created heavens and earth and all things in them. They were manifested in the Old Testament through Jesus and the apostles, and even today through the proper men of God. So this is I'm saying through the proper men of God because it's a very important factor. God shows his power all the time. But he only works through the men of God. Of course, he wants to show the power of God as much as possible. He doesn't say the power belongs to God and he's the only one. I mean, he can show it. He wants his people, his men, to show his power so that so many people can believe in him. He wants many churches to manifest the power of God. He wants many pastors, servants, his servants to manifest the power. But as a matter of fact, it's not true that so many people are showing the power of God. I hope, and God hopes, that so many people will be able to show the power of God. But God is sorry about that. Just because we are praying a lot, you are praying a lot, you are showing, we are experiencing many miracles through the handkerchief. But of course, it's better to have more of God's power. When you pray for sick people, they are healed. And how great would that be? And when you make visitations to sick people, to those who have problems, and if their problems are solved and their sicknesses are healed, so you show the living God to them so they can accept the gospel. How good would that be? So, of course, we want the power of God to be manifested as much as possible. But God can't just give his power to any random person. In order for him to be able to give his power to somebody, that person has to pass so many kinds of tests. First, he has to be holy. If you are committing sins, if you follow untruth, men of flesh, those who commit sins, God can't give his power to them. If sinners receive God's power and perform, manifest God's power, then it'll only disgrace God. What will people say? Seeing the power of God, they will only doubt God. What kind of God is that? The Bible says, God doesn't hear the sinners.
대신하여 내가 중보 기도했는데 어떻게 응답되겠습니까?
And if so, sinners cannot show any power of God. God gives His power to only those who are holy, who are sanctified, so that He can receive glory. This is God's principle. It's a law, and God doesn't break it, violate it. God doesn't just give His power breaking His own rules. What then it means is not sticking to His own laws and principles, and the enemy devil will obviously object to it, accuse these things of, then there will be chaos. So God can't do that. So let us think, put ourselves in the shoes of God. Let's say God's power is manifested. The blind come to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to speak. Then those who see these things, won't they believe in God? Probably yes. And so many people will be saved. So in the viewpoint, standpoint of God, He wants the power of God to be manifested as much as possible, but only within the limitations of justice. Power is the evidence that God guarantees this certain person. And the enemy devil cannot give this power. If devil can give us power, he will give his power to the evil people so that the devil will be worshipped even more. But devil cannot do that. They can't heal sicknesses. They can't give answers to problems or give blessings because power belongs to God only. So God gives His power to only His people, proper people. And God is fulfilling His providence at the end of time through this church, through the power of recreation. So let us remember God's providence once again, and let us fulfill His will. Dear brothers and sisters, today's title is Power. And let us look back on the powerful works that were manifested. In the last year, 2018, we had some pains and sorrow church-wise, but the power of God never stopped. Let me tell you, introduce to you the testimony of Chunha Lee. She came to our church from 2017 Mamin Summit Retreat. She heard about the dragonflies even before she came to the retreat, but she couldn't really believe it. Of course. So we have to see the evidence. We have to actually experience it so we can really believe. She heard about the powerful works of God taking place in our church before, but she couldn't really believe them all. And she also heard that the dragonflies come down from the sky and they sit on the people. And even after hearing it and seeing the photos, she thought it was amazing, but she couldn't really believe it. Hearing doesn't necessarily mean you can believe. We believe the testimonies because we have already seen so many evidences. We've already heard and seen so many people getting healed and experiencing the power of God so many times. So we just believe. But this is such great grace of God. And seeing the powerful works of God, it's such a great blessing. Through the dragonflies, we feel God loves us. And we can also believe the 10 plagues. God sent locusts. So in the same way, God can give us a good insects, insects that are good for people, like in the case of dragonflies. Because in the summer, it's a mountainous area, so there will be so many mosquitoes. There was this mosquitoes. If you have babies, you know, you feel very sorry if the babies get bit by mosquitoes. Especially we have the sessions messages at night. And we are sitting on the lawn and there must be so many mosquitoes. And we are surrounded by the mountains. So there must be so many mosquitoes. But because of the dragonflies, there's no mosquito at all. And also we have so many lightings. And lightings draw so many insects. And these dragonflies, they catch all these harmful insects beforehand. So we have very comfortable sessions, messages. We can listen to the messages. And that is not just for the summer retreat, but at your homes, near your houses, God sends these dragonflies. And on top of that, they sit on the dragonflies. They sit on your faces, on your fingertips, on your clothes, forehead. And these dragonflies, they are not harmful to people at all. So, you know, probably in your childhood, you used to try to catch these dragonflies. Probably you tried at least once or twice. And they are not easy to catch. They have so many eyes. And once anybody approaches, they are so quick and they run away so quickly. But these dragonflies, they sit on the people. They participate in the... they listen to the messages together. They stay with us. They participate in the summer retreat together. So it's a... an expression of God's love. And we shouldn't get used to this. It's something very difficult to believe for the unbelievers. But because we show the evidence, they can't say we are lying. But if you talk about this without showing them any photos or any evidence, then they won't believe at all. But we have been experiencing this for the last several years, and this is the expression of God's love. And this deaconess, Chunhwa Lee, she couldn't believe it after hearing it, but she was wondering if it was true. So anyway, she attended the 2017 summer retreat, and the dragonfly sat on her nose. The dragonfly wouldn't fly away. So she was so happy to have experienced that. And later, what is amazing is what happened later. She had rhinitis for the past 15 years, so she had to carry tissues all the time. And after the dragonfly sat on her nose, her rhinitis was gone. You shouldn't misunderstand that dragonfly healed the rhinitis, but it was, of course, God who healed her. She had a lot of curiosity for the dragonflies. And so, amazingly, the dragonfly sat on her nose. So her rhinitis was healed. And the next year, in 2018, she had more longing for the summer retreat and attended it. And she experienced the work of God. She had a cataract surgery 10 years ago. And and she had some complications. She felt uncomfortable reading the Bible even with the eyeglasses. But on the first day of the 2018 summer retreat, she received a prayer for the sick, and she opened her cell phone, and she could read small letters, and she came to read the Bible without any problem. When they try
to increase their faith, God sometimes heals them one by one, but sometimes God heals them of all their diseases at once.
So you shouldn't be disappointed in any case. If you are healed of one thing, then your faith will increase and you can be healed of other problems too. Next is healing of a urinary incontinence. She had it for 50 years. So even during her teenage years, adolescence, she had to bring two trousers. And even after she registered in the church, she had this problem, so she couldn't attend cell prayer meetings and other meetings. And for 2018 summer retreat, she prepared herself with prayers and she was healed. In the past, she had to go to the bathroom 5-6 times a night. She couldn't sleep well. After the summer retreat, she could sleep well and she could have any soup as much as she wanted. Urinary incontinence, rhinitis, these might seem trivial, but for them, it is such great pain. So you should be able to put yourself in their shoes, so you can rejoice together in the truth and you can also gain faith. This is not something small. Why would they must have tried all the methods. They must have taken all kinds of medicines. Cataract, she got a surgery. She must have taken all the surgeries, medicines, and everything. But they didn't work. But by the power of God, they were healed completely. So you might think rhinitis or urinary incontinence, you might think they are something small, but for them, it is such great discomfort. Suppose you have hard time breathing all the time and you have runny nose all the time. How uncomfortable. And also, suppose you are a teenager and you have urinary incontinence, your urine is slipping, how ashamed would you be? And if you are healed of this problem that you had for 50 years, how thankful you'd be, how emotional would you be? So that is why they are filled with happiness when they are giving this testimony. So let us, and after experiencing these works, we shouldn't forget, whether small or big, once we experience the work of God, we mustn't forget. She had this problem for 50 years because medicine couldn't help her. And another had to suffer from rhinitis for 15 years. Oh, you just think, oh, they must be happy and forget about it. No, we should remember it. We should rejoice together and we should gain faith from their testimonies. Let me give you the testimony of Okja Kim of Gangneung Manmin Church. She fell from a meter height. And yet, she broke her spine, and it was pressing the nerve. And she had the paralysis in her foot. She could barely
stand up with the help of others, and she couldn't walk. She had to drag her foot, her leg. Her foot couldn't support. It is a kind of dangling. That's what happens when you have a paralysis. She's 77 years old, and she couldn't walk. She felt she was only a burden to people around her, and she cried a lot by herself. And also, her husband was also having some physical problem, health problem. And they were both having problem now, health problems. They didn't know what to do. But anyway, she was guided to the church by her daughter-in-law, and she attended a summer retreat. And in the healing session, she received the fire of the Holy Spirit, and she received strength in her leg, and she could walk up to the stage, and she testified, and she began to walk better, much better. She couldn't walk by herself. But now, she can. And she is thankful, but her children are thankful even more. You know, they were so sorry that their mother couldn't walk properly. And they had to help her. They were living apart. And they couldn't help her living together. So they were very sorry. But by the power of God, she was healed and she gained new life and faith. And they are just filled with thanksgiving. I introduced only a couple of testimonies, but they're not only about healing. There are so many cases, you know, falling from a height, traffic accident, fires, earthquakes, typhoons, and being protected in all these natural disasters and other things. There were so many testimonies. Do you remember how the weather was like in the summer retreat? Let us not forget. Let us remember them. Whenever we have a problem that we can't solve by ourselves, let us remember what happened. Let us remember the power of God, and let us rely on God. It rained a lot around the location of our summer retreat. But right at our jumping park in the Muju Resort, we didn't have any rain. That was very near our summer retreat location. And even in the accommodation, the hotels, or in the hotels nearby, it was raining hard. That was just like a kilometer or two away. So some people that were coming from another location to the summer retreat, okay, they were coming. While they were coming, it was raining hard. And then when they arrived at our location, the rain suddenly stopped. So some people, because of some other things, they had to leave and to take care of something else. And when they left the area, it began to rain so hard. So we heard from these people, oh, what about when we were having this athletic meet? We had this clouds covering the sky, so we wouldn't get sunburned. And even at noon, we had 26 degrees. That was around 11 o'clock. And even when it was toward the end of the athletic meet, it was just around 26 degrees. We had shadow created by the clouds over our head, not just during the summer retreats, but in the kimchi making day and Christmas tree lighting ceremony, anniversary day. And for the last 37 years, that's how we've been living. as if we had somebody backing us up all the time. We didn't have to worry about anything, even in accidents or disasters, natural disasters. Before the summer retreat, I wasn't kind of nervous, but I had a sense of responsibility, heavy burden on my shoulders. You know, when the senior pastor was here with us, we didn't have any rain. Of course, first week of August, that's when we have the monsoon season, rainy season, and usually it rains a lot, and or it's the hottest time of the year. But when the senior pastor was here with us, nothing happened. We had the optimal weather conditions, the very best weather conditions. But because senior pastor was not here, I had this burden on my shoulders. When senior pastor was here, I didn't have to pray about any of those things because the senior pastor took all the responsibility. But because he was not here with us, I had to pray for every single aspect of the summer retreat. There shouldn't be any accidents. There shouldn't be any lack of the fund, budget. I prayed for the good weather. It shouldn't rain. It shouldn't be hot. And what is more important, the power of God must be manifested. And when the senior pastor was here with us, the power of God had been manifested all the time. And also there are many people who are outside who are watching us. They're trying to see whether or not the power of God is being manifested. And I was only praying that the power of God would be manifested so that the innocence and integrity of the senior pastor would be proved. That is the only way. The world, they misunderstand, they pass judgment, but God knows everything. And if God acknowledges us, then we will be comforted, and soon the world will also be able to understand. So I was praying that God will show His power so that the innocence, the integrity of the senior pastor would be proved. Because that is it's not me, but I pray only with the handkerchief on which our senior pastor prayed. That was my only wish. And I can only rely on God. And yet I was confident because I knew senior pastor is a true man of God. And God is always with us. Maybe the world says there is something wrong with the Manmin Church, but what are the use of words? We can just show the evidence. This power of God is not manifested anywhere else, but here. If God doesn't like us, if there is something wrong with us, God cannot manifest His power in this church. But if we are right in the sight of God, God shows His power all the time, yesterday and today. So that's how I pray. That's what I prayed for. To show that God is with us, with Manmin Church. That we are right in the sight of God. Even in these hardships, even though the whole world is standing against us, I was praying that God will show that He is with us. The power of God is the only thing that I could rely on. So when I prayed with the handkerchief on which the senior pastor prayed, and so there were so many kinds of works that took place, the demons left, people began to see and hear, and there were so many sicknesses, diseases were healed. And you experienced a lot of power of God.
The important thing is we shouldn't forget. We have God with us. We have the power of God with us. So even if we got a disease or fell ill, or if we have hardships because of mistakes, we didn't have to fear anything. We could just repent and receive the prayer of the senior pastor, and we had the hope to give glory to God through our healing. So you could experience God. So the power of God manifested in this church is the evidence of God's love. So we had greater faith because of power, and we had greater hope of heaven because of power. And especially the power of God manifested in the past year, in 2018, was the comfort of God for us. As in Psalm 62, verse 11, power belongs to God. So through the powerful works of God, we feel God's presence. And we were comforted. And John 9:32 and 33 says that it is the profession of a man born blind who was healed of Jesus. Since the beginning of time, it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Seeing the power manifested by Jesus, he could be convinced that Jesus is a man of God. So remembering these words in the Bible, we could rely on God even more. So the power manifested in 2018 is the evidence that God guarantees our shepherd. And in the new year 2019 as well, we are sure that God will be with us with His powerful works. Today, it's the fourth Sunday of January, and in the forthcoming, in the coming Friday, we'll have the special healing sessions in the Friday All-Life service. In the Friday All-Life services, the Friday All-Life services were full of grace. You were praying hard, praising God, and God will accept them, accept all your prayers and praises with joy, and He will give you the answers, give you the blessing. I believe you are full of the Spirit in the Friday All-Life service yesterday. And there are also testimonies of healing. And let me introduce to you some of the testimonies. God is working, showing His power during, while you are praising God and even praying. Hwa-wook Kim in 5th Parish. Last Thursday, she was coming down the stairs and she, by mistake, she fell. She got checked and her tendon was loosened and she had swelling. And she was suggested to put on a cast, but she just came back home. But she had so much pain, she couldn't walk, so her husband borrowed a crutch, and her husband had to carry her. She didn't miss any worship services, but because of the pain, she couldn't come to the Friday All-Life service, but she just attended it on GCN TV. So in the second part, during the praises, she wanted to stand up and praise, and she stood up, and she couldn't feel the pain no more. And the husband, who was asleep, he was amazed to see her jumping. She is 78 years old. Her left tendon was
injured, and she couldn't. They were swelling. She had a lot of pain. Her husband had to carry her to the bathroom. But watching the GCN TV, the second part of the Friday Olay service, she just wanted to stand up and praise God. And of course, she experienced. She had witnessed the power of God usually a lot of times. And she wanted to stand up and praise God, and she actually did. And her husband woke up. And later, she could see that the swelling was gone and she could walk well. And she's giving all the thanks and glory to God. 27th Parish, Hayan Im. She was carrying something heavy at home and she had the back problem, back pain. And she came to the Friday Olay service, and during the second part, praise and prayers, and while she was singing Jesus, she felt cool and hot at the same time, and the pain was gone. So she could praise God. So while we are praising God, when God is pleased, He shows His power. How could we be healed without the work of God? God is pleased with our praise and praises and prayers, and He healed these people. So I hope we will praise God even with more joy, because in difficulties and hardships, does God tell us to be sorrowful and fall into despair? No, we have to give thanks and praise God and give glory to Him. And those who are seeing, those who are in despair, should we feel sad as well? No, we have to praise God together. So, when we worship God with joy and thanksgiving, and when we praise God with joy and thanksgiving, He will show His works. So let us be able to experience the work of God in this year 2019, and let us be able to say we are prosperous in all things and overcome these trials with faith. The reason why God gave us the power of recreation is not just to comfort us. God has a greater purpose. It is for the end time providence. So let me talk to you in two aspects as to why we need this power and how we should pray. First, it is necessary to save even one more soul at this end time. There was a big tsunami several years ago, and so many people died. Senior pastor said he had been mourning and been in sorrow for the whole week because so many people died. And he thought of the people who weren't saved. And he had so much burden on his heart. There'll be more and increasingly more natural disasters and battles and wars. And people don't die not just by natural disasters. Statistically speaking, about 160,000 people die every day. And in 2015, Christians among them is 31%. But those who are born again is so much less, so much. And it means we are losing so many souls, even at this moment. And God's heart must be burning. Who wants to save the souls? Of course, there are churches and missionary groups that preach the gospel, but it is very difficult to break down the frameworks of thoughts and sins and evil. John 4:48 says, so Jesus said to him, unless your people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. That was the case 2,000 years ago. and look how sinful this world is. Suppose God writes in the sky with fire, the Almighty God is alive, you have to believe in Jesus Christ or you will fall into hell. And people will be afraid. Of course, they will at least pretend to be believing in God. But that is not really right. That is force. That is not free will. That is why we need the completion, perfection of the power of recreation. To preach the name of the Lord to the whole world, we have to be able to show the power of God that is as great as the writings in fire in the sky. We can meet God only after we go to heaven, but we can feel Him, we can experience Him through His power, powerful works. Even though you tell the unbelievers that God is alive, who will believe? They have so many things to enjoy, so many sinful things to enjoy. They have to give up all those things. They have to pray, they have to praise God. Who will do these things? Who will give up? Who will be able to give up all the good things of the world? And only the power of God can do that. Without power, if you just say to them, oh, God is alive, God is almighty, they can't get any faith. We have to show the power of God so that they can actually believe that God is really alive. Only when we actually show the things that men can't do, then they can believe that God is really alive. And this world is not everything, but there is life to come. And to go to a good place in the life to come, they can feel, they cannot learn that they have to cut off the world, the sinful things. Without the power of God, we can't do away with worldly things. We can't just give up the worldly pleasures. So the power of God can give us the faith to really believe. We have been experiencing great power, but we are in need of even greater power because the world is getting more darkened, getting increasingly darkened, and it is getting increasingly filled with sins and evil. So we have to show them even greater works of God so that they can open their mind and accept God and the Lord. So, to do that, God, our senior pastor is filling up the measure of justice. And also, you have your part that you have to do. You have to pass all these things with faith. And God will cause all things to work for the good. So with this faith, you can pray that all the trials will be over in this year and the perfection of the part of recreation will be completed. Of course, the senior pastor is praying for that and he is suffering. And not only that, we should also pray for the part of recreation to be completed as soon as possible. So the greater the part of the shepherd becomes, the greater blessing we will receive. God wants us to have even firmer, more firm faith. The greater power we see, the greater faith we will also have. So that's what we have to do. Pray to have even greater, even firmer faith. And we have to pray for the part of recreation to be completed. And we should also pray for those who are losing faith, who are losing the grace of God. In this way, after all this is over, God will give us all abundant blessings. Also, we have homework to do. Luke 10:2 says, and he was saying to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So we have to become powerful workers of the gospel. Not just several pastors, leading pastors, but if all the members can manifest the power of God, how greatly will we be able to accomplish the kingdom of God? In the New Year service, we heard a testimony just before the midnight. In Jinju Munmanmin Church, there was a 5-year-old girl whose collarbone was broken. But after the handkerchief prayer, the pain was gone and the broken bones were coming back together very quickly. The pain was so great when the medical staff, they were trying to touch her. They couldn't even put any bandage on her because she was crying so much because of excruciating pain. But the members, they prayed for her with the handkerchief in the cell group service, and the pain was gone. And she was walking up the stairs as if nothing happened. And they didn't have any medical intervention, but her bones are sticking and agglutinated by itself. In the cell group service, in the zonal prayer meetings, there should be more and more of these testimonies. Oh, we shouldn't say, oh, because senior pastor isn't here, you know. But we should be able, we have the handkerchief. So through the handkerchief prayer, we can see the power of God. We can rely on the power of God. We can also show the power of God. Because the senior pastor taught us well. And the power of God that he received is so great, and we can show it. We can experience it in our daily lives. Let us, then we'll be able to preach the gospel to so many more people. And there should be fervent prayer for all that. Senior pastor once said, you have to pray at least 1 hour to keep your faith. And those who have duties, they have to pray for more than 2 hours or more. And to be able to minister with the power of God, you have to pray 3 hours or more. So you have to pray for your holiness and your duty. And also you have to store up the fervent prayers to be able to manifest the power of God. The second reason why we are in need of a power of recreation is that is for the children of God to cast away sins and evil and become sanctified. We shouldn't be satisfied by the fact that we received salvation. We have to become sanctified and recover the lost image of God. We have to cast away the works of the flesh, things of the flesh, even the untruths in our nature. We have to cut off the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and boastful pride of life. We have to think in, we have to have spiritual thoughts and not fleshly thoughts. And you've always heard about all these things all the time, and we are very familiar with these things. So we have this map of holiness, sanctification. So we can just go the way. But actually, we are so familiar with them, but actually it is a very high level in spirit. It's something you can't hear anywhere else. It's very systematic methodology of becoming sanctified. So those who have been Christians for a long time, after listening to this holiness gospel, many of them say, this you can't hear anywhere else. It is such a deep spiritual message. When I speak for pastors' seminars, they say the same thing. For us, it is basic thing, why Jesus Christ is our Savior. Just after hearing why Jesus Christ is our only Savior, they say it is such a deep spiritual message. And also, when I talk about the works of the flesh, things of the flesh, and measure of faith, they are so amazed. So even though I'm just a young woman, that's why I could preach even in other countries. Because there are pastors who have been ministering and pastoring for decades. Bishops, church leaders, leaders of the pastors. And they say, who gave this? Who is preaching this message? This is such a deep spiritual message. And I say, it's from the senior pastor. He received these words, these messages, by so many fasting and prayer. And that is why they are so happy to come visit our church. So this message, for us, it is something basic, something so familiar. But for other people, other believers, it is such a deep message. Of course, this holiness gospel is so great, but we absolutely need power for us to become sanctified. Even though we know the word in knowledge, without the grace from above, we can't cultivate holiness. Senior pastor taught us right from the beginning of the church. He taught us about sins in so much detail, and he taught us God hates sins so much, and with having sins, we can't receive any answers or any healing. So he has been telling us, teaching us to depart from sin and how to do it. So we thought we are doing well, but when God revealed, once when God revealed our own true reality, when we couldn't cast away the sins that was deep inside our heart, they were revealed as sins, works of the flesh, even sins leading to death. Even at that time, he still taught us the holiness gospel. And seeing those sinful pastors, sinful leaders, sinful members, he prayed to God, interceded with God. That is why he felt he was in need of greater power, even after seeing the power of God, witnessing the power of God. They are lazy in circumcising their heart. So senior pastor, he didn't know what to do. He felt he was in need of even greater power. That is why he had to keep on praying to God and stored up the measure of justice. So the power of God kept on increasing in this church. And now we have the faith and we have the strength to live by the word of God. Sometimes the sinful natures that we found it so hard to cast away, they were cast away. And by the fire of the Holy Spirit, we could change our old habits, even though old habits die hard. And we received so much more help and power, strength of the Holy Spirit. That is the power of God manifested in this church. So in reality, we can see how much we've changed compared to when we came to this church for the first time. You are changed very much. You became very gentle and meek, even though you were throwing temper tantrums. You cast away judging and condemnation, hatred, greed, lying, falsehood, and adultery. You don't just stop committing those sins, but you also cast away those sinful natures from your heart. But for the last year, sometimes you felt like the space of the power was taken away for a moment. We saw so many signs and wonders, the power of God. We felt the love of God all the time. So even though we had hatred, we could control it. Even though we disliked somebody, we didn't quarrel. We never used to quarrel. But because God was protecting us in the space of the power, in the space of the light, we mistakenly thought we were changed a lot, even though we were having sinful natures. So we had the power to control ourselves. But last year, it felt like God dimmed the strength of the light of that space. Like in the a couple of years ago, in the summer retreat, the spiritual space was taken off. And there was the swarms of insects for a moment. Some people, they say that the Muju is cooler anyway. But in the hot summer days, it's hot. So that's why God let us experience this once during the message, healing session. There was a believer. He went to the jumping park on Sunday. It was 28, 29 degrees at 10 or 11. 10 p.m., 11 p.m. And yet, we don't have that kind of a temperature. It's because God covers us with a spiritual space. And we experienced it. As I said, a couple of years ago, when God took this space of spirit away for a moment, we had these swarms of insects, and it was hot. We didn't feel it as hot. We felt it as cool, and we didn't have any insects, even under the under so many lighting, so many lights. You know, in the middle of the night, you see so many moths and so many insects around the lights, around the lighting bulbs. That was when, for a moment, for a couple of minutes, we experienced it for a couple of, we never used to have that kind of thing. But when the spiritual space was taken away for a moment, swarms of insects covered us. And, you know, you are disturbed so much. And when God covered us again with a spiritual space, those insects, they just fell on the ground. I was presiding on the stage. And on the stage, there were so many moths and so many insects on the stage. How amazing was this? This is spiritual space. When we had the spiritual space and when we didn't, that was how it was different. It is not only about insects or the temperature. It was the same with our spirit. We were in the love and power of the shepherd. So we were it was much easier for us to cast away sins. It was much easier for us to control ourselves. But during the last year, sometimes, was your evil that was pressed down revealed? Did it resurface? Just like when the spiritual space was taken away in the summer retreat, the insects came in. Maybe you lost the grace of God. Sometimes your evil came back up. Sometimes you felt like you wanted to give up circumcising your heart. But you didn't stop. You didn't give up. You prayed and you realized, you realized the reality. If you passed judgment or condemnation, or if you hated somebody, if you had hard feelings, or if you threw temper tantrum, you realized that you are not doing it right. So you realized yourself. So now you came to awakening. So now you have realization and awakening, so you can pray for your holiness. And also for those who have been doing what you've been doing diligently, I hope you will not stop until you recover the lost image of God completely. And when we see the senior pastor again, I hope he will be we will become even more beautiful, even more shining souls. So what? So these moments, this time, it'll benefit us. We will realize the sinful natures that were planted deep in our heart. And we'll realize that unless we are on the alert all the time, it can grow back up all the time. And also we realized this remaining root of evil. It is a blessing that you realize it. If you didn't know it, you wouldn't have tried to cast it away. So you wouldn't have been sanctified completely. If you are with good people, you don't have any occasion to get angry or throw temper tantrum or anything. But just because of those good circumstances, you didn't circumcise your heart, and if you go to the judgment throne, and that is not good. You should be able to realize the deep part of your heart and actually circumcise your heart and actually become sanctified. So you realized the things that you didn't cast away yet. When there were some difficulties in the church, your zeal, your enthusiasm and fervor cooled down, then you can just admit the fact that you can think about it later. Even when everything is good, even when you are full of the Spirit, you can remember that you have this possibility to change, to cool down, so you can keep on challenging yourself.
So when we see the senior pastor again, when God gives us the blessing, we'll be able to cast away the sinful natures completely. But of course, that is not for everybody. For some people, they committed sins in the past. In 2010, they repented, and they repented for a long time. And because of that, after that, they couldn't be really used in the church. They didn't have any church duties. But later, as they kept on trying hard, they were given church duties and they could be used. But because of these trials, if you stopped praying, if your fervor cooled down and you went back to committing sins, you went back to following the world. And some people, they say they want to work harder for God's kingdom. And while others, they stop praying, they follow the world just because we don't see the senior pastor. But God is watching you. Even though you are committing sins in secret, God is watching you in everything. So it means you are demolishing everything that you've built up. And God will feel very sorry. But in most cases, most leaders, most members, they are trying harder to work for the church. So when the part of recreation is completed, will be completed, we will also be able to receive great rewards. So we have to pray that through the holiness gospel and the power of recreation, more souls will be saved. Let me conclude the message. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah suggested confrontation with the 850 prophets of foreign gods. And the one who gives the answer of fire, he will be recognized, acknowledged as the true God. And the prophets of Baal and Asherah, they cried out to their gods from morning to midday, but nothing happened. Now, Elijah began to pray. 1 Kings 18:36 says, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God and that you have turned their heart back again. What he prayed, what he asked, is to show that God is the true God, and he is the true servant of God, and that he was doing what God told him to do, so that the people can know that the Lord God is the true God. And verses 38 to 39 says, that the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God. So when they saw the work of the fire, even the people who are worshiping idols, they knelt before the Lord God. And it is confirmed that Elijah is true servant of God. And I hope we will have these fiery works of God in this year. I pray that all your personal prayer titles and church prayer titles will be answered and God will reveal His glory to the whole world. Let us be able to share the joy together.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.